Okay, famous Maimon Chazal we're going to discuss this week is Im Lovin Garti Vitaryug. You know, Im Lovin Garti, I was with Lovin. So Rashi says the famous line, you know, pass me the Chumash over. Yes, we could just quote the two different opinions in Rashi. But Rashi says the following. Rashi says that on the one hand, he highlights the fact that he was a ger. He says, "Lo nasisi sar v'choshev el ager." I wasn't such a choshev yid there. I was a regular guy. I was like a ger. I was like a stranger. You don't have to be angry at me anymore. Because the brachas weren't mekuyim by me. That's Aleph. Beis davracha garti b'gematrius taryug kelomar im lovin harosha garti. I was with lovin harosha. V'taryag mitzvah shamarti. And I kept all taryag mitzvahs. Lo ma'adati mimaisiv. And I didn't learn from his actions. It's a very strange Rashi on a couple of different levels. Aleph is, what is this of care about Yaakov's living by Lovin and how many mitzvahs he kept? That's Aleph. Beis, you know, what's the dichotomy here? On the one hand, he's pointing out the fact that he was a ger, he wasn't chashuv, and on the other hand, the davar acher, what's the sushtal between the two that he says, you know, I kept all the mitzvahs. So what's going on in this particular Rashi? We're going to have three different mahalchim, and we'll answer some of the questions. Because I just want to share, I heard, saw three different beautiful things. Aleph is what I heard from my son. I heard from my son last night, yeshiva, he heard from his Rebbe. So I don't know who the Rebbe is, but it's a beautiful vart. And it really ties into a parasha 2 weeks now. Im Lovin Garti V'Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, he asks a different question. He says, what's pshat that he kept all the mitzvahs? The Gorariya, he asks, but he was married to two sisters. I, the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, he kept Kol Torah Kula, but he only married two sisters because he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. But he was in Lovin's house when he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean he kept Kol Torah Kula? So says my son, what's the Lashon Shamarti? What's Lashon Shamarti? In Lovin Garti, V'Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. Didn't say Kiyamti. Didn't say Asisi. It's a Shamarti. What is Lashon? What is the language of Shamarti that I protected it? So there's a world famous Vart that you have to look where it says by Yosef and the dreams. Where his father says, where Yaakov Avinu says, Aviv Shamar Es Hadavar. And his father, Shamar, he literally Shamar Shabbos, he watched out for it. Let me Aviv Shamar Es Hadavar. Rashi says, Yoshev Umitzapa Lakach. He was sitting and waiting. He was yearning for that. So first pshat in Rashi, you could put it all together, is I was sitting V'taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. He didn't keep the mitzvahs, but he was yearning for the time when he can come back to Eretz Yisrael. He was yearning for that time when he'd be able to keep all the mitzvahs. It's funny when you say Shomer Shabbos, you're Shomer Shabbos. What does it mean, Shomer Shabbos? It means a yearning for Shabbos. Rabbi Kramer is a Rebbe, right? You know, if you ask Rabbi Kramer any single minute of the week, when is Shabbos? He'll be like 3 days, 4 hours, 62 minutes, and 4 chalak. He'll know exactly when Shabbos is coming. He's mamish, like, that's it. He's yoshev mitzapalakach. So, on the one hand, Yaakov saying, I was just a ger here, meaning, this wasn't my core essence. I was shamer es hadavar. The first Rashi, I was a ger because I didn't want to be part of that society. It wasn't who I was, and define me. Yeah, I lived in America for a little bit, but I was waiting and yearning to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Second chat, Shomer, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti. Again, I'm not defining myself as somebody who lived in by Lovin. I'm defining myself as the vision I'm going to have down at the end. It was Shomer that. That's Aleph. Beis. Unbelievable. I'm going to tell you Rav Schitzer. I saw this in a Sefer Zeri Yitzchak, which is from my friend, or my old friend, I don't remember his Hebrew name, but when he worked for me on Sports Def, his name was Roy Ashkenazi. Right? It's not Reuven, that would be too easy, right? So I forget what he wants to be called, but let's call him, Roy Meir. So Roy Meir says the following. He quotes the Tali Rav Schitzer. He says, he's meduyik in one word. It says, in lovin harosha garti. In lovin, so why does that say, in lovin harosha garti? That lovin was a Russia. And I didn't learn from his meisim. What is he? I didn't learn from his actions. So what does that imply? He did learn from it. He didn't learn from his actions, but he learned something from him. So what did he learn? What did he learn? So there's a famous Maamar Chazal, Ezu Chacham. Aloman Mikolotim, right? There's two different mimers. One is Ezu Chacham Haroas and Olin, and one is Ezu Chacham Aloman Mikolotim. The Perkevus is Aloman Mikolotim, and Tamid is Haroas and Olin. But Yaakov looked at Laban, and he chapped how to be an Eved Hashem. Why? Because the same kochos, the same power, the same strength that Laban displayed towards his rishus, towards his evil kind, Yaakov says, I could use that and channel it for Avodas Hashem. The energy that Laban consumed himself with, in passion that he had, in terms of monetary gain, Yaakov understood that he could use that same koach for spiritual gain. Ezu chacham alomin mikol adam. He's learning from everybody. What is he learning from? He's learning from the power of Laban. That's what Naftali Rav Shitzer says. Im Laban harosha garti v'tayrig mitzvah shamarti. I was able to keep the tayrig mitzvahs through Laban. And that comes back to the first part of Rashi. He was a ger. He was a stranger. He never looked at Laban as somebody to learn from his maisim, from his actions, because they weren't the same. But he did look at his midos, he did look at his character traits, and he saw his raw potential that he had. And through that, we say, "Me oyvai tzechachmeini mitzvah secha," it says in Pasuk. Right, it says in Tehillim. From my enemies, my wisdom have gained me in mitzvahs, and Yaakov understood that. So from the Rishon we learn. So once again, we see this idea that Yaakov is highlighting to Esav, I was really never there. I was a stranger. Tayrig mitzvahs, in love and garti. With love and I was just a stranger. With tayrig mitzvahs shamarti. Making a sush double between the two. Then you have an amazing Sfas Emes. Many Sfas Emes talk about this idea. Tav Resh Nun Dalet, he says the following. He says, the mitzvos have two purposes. It says that the neshama really doesn't belong in this world. The neshama comes from an outer world, and the neshama never has to go in a skin leather suit and hang out in the guf. But the guf is really an Olam Hazeh thing. Right? And by chance, it's in the upper worlds. Now, so each mitzvah has two different elements. On the one hand, it's to lower the necessity of the body. And on the other hand, it's to bring more light, if you will, L'ha'er ha'neshama v'ha'nefesh, to raise the awareness of the neshama. And that's the primary goal of Avodah Zarah. On the one hand, to sublimate this guf, not to be the guy who runs after the smorgasbord at every chasana, you know, because that's like, you know, you walk into the place and all of a sudden, you know, you have a chasana kala, but on the other hand, there's a smorg, and, you know, where are you going to go? You're going to be mesameach chasana kala, you're going to be mesameach guf. That's on the one hand, right? This is, we all know this, right? It's a bamash abid avodah. When you walk into the wedding, do you make the left into the tish or the right into the smorg? It's bamash. So we all have challenges in this world, but maybe that's mine. On the other hand, right? So it says that. On the one hand, that's idea number one. And idea number two is to take the neshama and to really feel the light. To bring the kedusha into this world. So you're mevatel the guf, but you're elevating the neshama. So that's the opposite of what Olam Hazeh is. If you want to consider yourself an Olam Hazeh, you're called a toshav, a resident. If you view yourself as a stranger in this world, you're a stranger. Because my guf is in this world. My neshama doesn't belong to this world. You know, there's some people, when they live in America, you look at them and they're like, out of place. Because they really belong in Eretz Yisrael. They don't belong here. There's one guy I know. Like, you know, everybody here in America is always running with their smartphones and they're doing the next thing and they're checking the scores. And the one guy's a tummin. He doesn't even have a cell phone. Like, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael living in America. He's like a fish out of water. It doesn't make any sense that he's here. And that's the way, on some level, we're supposed to treat the Olam Hazeh. This is not where our ultimate destination is. Our ultimate destination is the Olam Haba. This world, Mesilas Yesharim says, is merely a prozor. What is now, so Sfas Emes, what is Yaakov telling Esav? Esav, I was by Laban, but I was a ger. I wasn't the Tsar, I wasn't any Nekosha, because that's not my place. My place is not in Olam Hazeh. Lovin's place is Olam Hazeh. He was a total body, he was a total guf. But me, I was a neshama. My neshama still stayed there. I wasn't thinking there. Just like the first pshat. I was yearning for Eretz Yisrael the entire time. I was yearning for the next thing. I viewed it as a prozdor. And this is what Yaakov is telling Lavan in all three pshatim. Aval Yaakov, b'yose b'chul, haise b'bechines ger. And that's why he sent to Esav. Because Esav understood that all the brachas were olam hazeh. And Yaakov was placating Esav. He said, Esav, even though all the brachas were in Gashmias, don't worry about it. I didn't really care. I never got involved in that. Yeah, I spent my whole day working and slaving and doing and dealing with sheep, but that didn't define who I was. I was still yearning for the next world. So all three pshatim fit this together nicely, and all three pshatim put both ends of Rashi. Yaakov did not make himself a ger. Yaakov was only a ger. He didn't make himself chash. He wasn't a sar, because that wasn't where his primary place was. Where was his primary place? In the next world. In Eretz Yisrael. That was Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov's telling Esav, don't worry about it. Olam Hazeh is still yours. I'm going to get the Olam Haba. And the Olam Hazeh is just a hechitimsa. It's just a means to the greater end of Olam Haba. Those are the three pshat. Pshat number one, my son's Rebbe. Shamarti, I was yearning the whole time. Even though I was here, I was thinking Eretz Yisrael the entire time, the time when I'd be able to keep all mitzvahs. Yoshev mitzap lakach. Pshat number two, halomen mikol adam. I was a ger by him. I learned from him. I learned a tremendous amount from him. But I never once learned from him any maisim, any actions. Because he was an olam hazeh. I was thinking about how I could utilize these midos for the next one. And the third is Sfasemes. The Sfasemes, where the Sfasemes points out that there's a neshama and a guf, and I was able to supplement my guf. I was considered a ger in this world, not a toshav. I was merely a ger. Similar to what Avraham Avinu says when he spoke to Ephron, I was a ger of a toshav. He's saying, I was just a ger. And being just a ger, I was never able to learn from love, and I was always thinking, and I want you to have the brachas olam hazeh. I'm only using the olam hazeh as a means to get to the next world. Have an amazing Shabbos.